Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully, you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I am your host, your brother, Godwin. And I'm just here to provide you with strategies, methods, to better position yourself where you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve and obtain all the great things that you want to obtain in life. Today, ladies and gentlemen, what I want to talk about is how to entertain yourself. This is so important in determining where you go be at in life and how long you go sustain whatever it is that you're going to be in life, is how well you entertain yourself. A lot of times we have a problem with being by ourselves. We like to be around people, groups of people on a consistent basis. Or we like to be around that particular person for a large amount of time every day or 6 days a week, mainly because, hey, maybe that person may be your husband, your wife, or that person may bring you a type of feeling. But what happens when nobody around? At some point in time in your life, you're going to have to learn how to be by yourself. You're going to have to learn how to entertain yourself. And one of the things about entertaining yourself is you have to seek and understand who you are. Man, know thyself, knowledge of self. You have to figure out what brings you a smile. What can you do to keep your own attention? Now, entertainment can be looked at different aspects. When I say entertainment, meaning that you keeping yourself focused and doing something. Now, I prefer for you to do something productive, but sometimes we do need to escape. But we can escape productively. So, at some point in time in your life, you're going to be in a situation where you're by yourself. And when you're by yourself, what are you going to do? A lot of people, when they're by themselves, they do destructive things. Put themselves behind the eight ball, devalue themselves. Well, there's a small amount of people that when they're by themselves, they do something productive. They do something to add value to themselves. They do something to make themselves smile and make themselves happy. Because you have to understand that the only person that can make you happy is you. Now, other people, what they can do is create an environment that will help you become happy. And they can also minimize things to stop you from being happy. Yes, they have a responsibility for that. But everything starts and ends with you. And one of the things about being happy is you have to learn how to entertain yourself. Meaning, what do you like to do? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? Let's start with that. Simple question. What are your hobbies? You should have at least 5 hobbies. My advice, 5 hobbies. 5 things you like to do. And out of those 5 hobbies, at least 3 of them cost you nothing. Cost you nothing. So the 5 things that I enjoy doing is, I got more than 5, but the first one is working out. The second one is reading. The third one is typing. The fourth one is writing. And the fifth one is doing math. Now, I got plenty more other things and hobbies that I enjoy doing. But just stay on those 5. You should have at least 5. All those can be done without anybody next to me. All those things can be done without me spending that much money. Some of them can be done for free. As I said, shopping is not one of them because shopping can cost you. So what if you buy yourself with low funds? Then what? I enjoy running because running, I can do running anywhere. Any place, anytime, anywhere. And it just about doesn't cost me anything but some good pair of running shoes and some great pair of running socks. which saying I need to get some more. But in college, I had a hard time entertaining myself. I felt lonely. If I wasn't with a group of people, my friends, or at a club, or at an event, if I was at home by myself, I felt like I was failing in life. That I was supposed to be doing something. Especially on Saturdays. Saturdays used to be the most stressful. Friday nights, Saturday nights, but Saturday nights even more. And I felt like if I didn't have some woman come over to the house, or going to a club, or going to on a date, I was just failing in life. And with that mentality, I spent a lot of money. With that mentality, I wasted a lot of time. How did I waste time? Because that time that I was using to beat up myself and devalue myself, I could use that time to empower myself, to understand myself more, go seek new adventures. And that's one of the things that I recommend everybody, whoever it is that's listening to this right now, go do something different by yourself. Go somewhere different by yourself so you can understand who you are. Because when you take a trip by yourself, it kind of increases the process of you understanding yourself. So I don't have no problem taking a trip by myself because I know how to entertain myself. I like to go sightseeing, and I can go sightseeing by myself. With somebody is enjoyable, yes, but for the most part, if I want to go to Phoenix, never been, if I went by myself, I'd be cool. I'd be there. I'd be cool 3-4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. I don't put limits. I don't put limits. I'm learning how to eliminate the limits that I put on myself. And if you listen to this now, which you are, start thinking about what limitations do I set on myself and how can I get rid of them? I want you to start focusing on solutions more than problems. So whatever it is that you might do to entertain yourself, make sure that it's productive. Take a trip by yourself. Pamper yourself. Excuse me. And there's many different ways to pamper yourself than just getting your nails done, your feet done, and a facial. Other ways you could do it. Pamper yourself by taking a spiritual journey. Go see a psychic or something. Something that can tap into your spirituality. That's a way to pamper yourself. Do something that you've never done before. That'd be a way of pampering yourself. Expand your horizons. Expand your perceptions. Understand that this world is meant for you to explore. And if you have to explore by yourself, then that's all right. Because there will come a time when you can explore with others. But I just want to put that seed in your head that the time is now for you to start learning how to entertain yourself. It's too many benefits that come with that. One of the benefits is you save money. Because a lot of times when we don't know things, we spend money in trying to purchase it and see what we like. But when we know what we like, we save money. We can minimize that trial and error that we so much do in life. Trial and error. We got to mess up to understand it. Sometimes you don't have to mess up. Sometimes you can just skip it. But I truly do appreciate you listening to this conversation that I'm having with you. This episode. Make sure that you share. Tell your people. Put people on about this podcast, wherever you may listen to, because I got listeners all around the world. And this information can create and add value to you where you can use it no matter where you at on this planet. Make sure that you check out the previous episodes on God Thoughts. My YouTube page is God Win. It's me vlogging, me running. I'm still running. I'm on 1,200, and tomorrow will be 15 straight days of running. So I'm still running. I'm still putting my health first. Much love to you, and understand this. Once you cut this episode off, I want you to understand it. You are God. God resides within you. You are creation. Check you out the next episode.